The local government elections in focus
on 702 and Cape Talk.
9 minutes after 10 o'clock, Sibongile is my guest. Bobo, thank you so much. I see that that is your nickname, Bobo.
Yes, it is.
Thank you. Thank you very much for allowing me to use it. Sibongile, and Ngali is your surname?
Ngali is my surname. I'm happy to use Bobo, obviously, that's fine.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that, Bobo. Yeah, I mean, you heard my introduction. The dissonance we feel sometimes as a result of the fact that we are no longer involved with the ritual of having to go to work, be seen by colleagues and our seniors, and you know, sometimes even fake it. Yeah, that you are being productive. That creates all sorts of mind spaces that can be very, very difficult to deal with. How do I create a sense of security that would have been there when I still went to the office that is no longer there, Bobo?
Thank you very much, Opri, and thank you very much for having me this evening, and good evening to your listeners. I really like your show. I always listen to your show.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Interesting topics. Yeah, today the question we are raising is reality in today's world, right?
Yeah.
So, I'm no more in the office, or most of us are not in the office. I work from home. My home has become my office and my living space. So balancing life and work becomes difficult. But you're bringing another angle, which is very important. I am no more in the office all the time, so my boss cannot see me when I'm busy. That on its own pressures unto you, right?
Yeah.
So you find that sometimes people will be sitting and generating a lot of emails to basically look busy, so to speak, because if you're thinking, you know, if my boss is not seeing an email or two come through, I might be looked upon as not working.
Yeah, I'm playing truant,
And actually research shows that, during this COVID period when we went into lockdown, I mean, emails, increased by about 200%. If you wanted to really communicate, I think emails during this time were just flooding.
Yeah.
Because people were really, working long hours just to make sure that I'm seen to be productive. But think about it, when we went into lockdown and you're working from home, before you would also have that break to, I need to drive, be in the traffic to get to the office. And around 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, you'd want to actually, close, shut down, get back into the traffic and be at home. But now you are always sitting in front of a desk. People think that, I can book meetings back to back because, hey, this guy will not need to get into a car, move from one location to the other.
Yeah.
Which then becomes also a problem because what happens to work-life balance. So I think with organizations having moved working virtually, it is very, very important that, you as an employee are actually able to still manage your time, still make sure that you do have breaks when you're supposed to have breaks. Do make sure that you communicate in terms of back-to-back meetings. When you have back-to-back meetings, people don't even think that you need to stand up and stretch your legs.
You know, Sibongile, I'll come back to Bobo. Okay, Bobo, I keep forgetting, and I keep going to Sibongile. It's like studying at UNISA, isn't it? I mean, at a normal sort of residential campus, there are certain very clear routines. You know what time to go to a specific lecture. The routines are part of the discipline that keeps you intact almost as a student. But once you are studying via correspondence, right? Once you're studying at UNISA, you've got to have a reason why you wake up in the morning. You're not afraid of a particular lecturer or a professor because a class starts at 7 o'clock. You can come in at any time you want. So you've got to create that structure for yourself. That means a lot more discipline, I imagine.
It needs a lot more discipline, Aubrey, and that is exactly what the workplace is, and in particular, especially now. And, you know, I normally usually say that, you know, during times like this, where we are operating in this unusual environment, what will keep you moving is the purpose. You know, it's very important, even using that example that you have just used now, The why needs to be very clear and important, because once you understand the purpose and the why you are doing what you are supposed to be doing, you know, sacrificing and going an extra mile and being disciplined and staying up to say that I am going to study regardless whether I've got a lecturer in front of me or not.
Yeah.
If you are driven by that purpose, you are driven by that why,
yeah,
of achieving. But it is like that even in a work environment, more so now in this period where we are working in, you know, I always say that this COVID-19 has literally taken the concept of VUCA and put it on steroids, right?
Yeah.
So we as organizations were really tested. We really had to be agile. We really needed to use the muscles in our bodies that we didn't even know they existed. Because we needed to make sure that business carries on. We needed to make sure that people stay connected somehow or the other. We needed to make sure that our customers still are able to contact us. We are able to contact them. Think about the concept of learning and development and continuously making sure that people are learning before you would be going into a conference room or things like that. But how do we therefore keep developing and growing in this space?
Yeah. I want to ask this question of our listeners on 011-883-0702 or 021-446-0567. Are you feeling derailed by the relative freedom of not having to report to an office? Yeah, especially during this COVID-19 time. I'm talking to those of us who don't work, who used to work in an office. You had to get dressed, you had to drive out, you had to go to a place. Now you don't have to do that because of, you know, the whole COVID-19 thing. Are you feeling derailed? Are you feeling a little overwhelmed by the freedom? Are you feeling like the markers of your progress have been removed, and how are you handling that? Give me a call. I'd really like to hear you as I speak to Sibongi Lebowa Mngali, who is head of people and culture at Roche Diagnostics. What have you done at Roche Diagnostics, Bobo, to help your employees who might be feeling a little overwhelmed by this reality?
Yeah, thank you. That's a brilliant question, because I think this reality has really shaken a lot of us, including organizations. You know, we are basically leading people, not pressures of work only, but I might be going through pressures of having lost loved ones left, right, and center through this COVID-19. And, you know, when I come to work, I do not leave my home problems at the gate. Gone are those days when I'd leave my home problems at the gate and I'm Bobo, a different Bobo at home,
yeah,
than who I am at work. So we also gone through that time where we're really feeling the pressure of, you know, people within our organization facing these challenges. And for us, we actually introduced a couple of things. One, we needed to disconnect to reconnect. So we also, at some stage, gave our employees 2 days off on a Friday and on a Monday so that, you know, we can connect, disconnect to reconnect. And that was, we're really going through a difficult time in our organization where we had lost one of our line managers, where we had a staff member, you know, passing, and also you know, a couple of employees were dealing with just losing families family members within their families. We also really introduced as well Friday afternoon free meetings. So from 12 o'clock on a Friday in our organization, no one can book you for a meeting because we realized that, you know, working from home, having turned your living space and office, you know, you need that time out to basically end your week yeah. properly, that time to reconnect the family. So we do not have any meetings anymore on a Friday after 12. But we also needed to also look at, you know, including in our learning and development offering topics that really concentrate on the South. And you know, we introduced things like mindfulness. Even when we look at this time that we are living in, you know, what has become critical as well is being able to be resilient, being able to deal with the complexity that we are dealing with now, which then comes with quite a lot of stress. We also have our internal doctor who normally, you know, would give talks on our learning platform, because we also had to switch on to a learning platform so that we can basically continue learning as we were and not in office.
Yeah.
So those kind of topics and really being mindful of the total person that, you know, I need to be whole to deliver and be productive. And, you know, for us it was important, therefore, to make sure that we also offer that to the employees that we engage with.
I'd like to take your calls on 011-883-0702 or 021-446-0567. Have the challenges of the new work environment made you feel a little disoriented? In that you don't have all of those markers that give you a sense of stability, shall I call it? Has the freedom been overwhelming? How have you been coping with it? You know, here at Prime Media, this is it's a very big thing. I mean, the whole issue of wellness is a huge thing. Sure that we are, you can imagine, Bobo, we deal with issues of current affairs and debates and all of those kinds of things. And sometimes it can really get to you. And it's a very, very big focus of our company that we are, you know, made to access those kinds of expertise of people that challenge us to deal with the level of our mental health, to talk, to be mindful, for example, as what you've just said. And, you know, until you get that kind of service, that kind of being looked after, you think you might think you don't need it, you know. When you get to have that service, that's when you realize how vulnerable you were. Is that what you found at Roche?
Yes, I think that is true, Aubrey, and I don't think it's only within one organization. I think organizations deal with that quite a lot now. And I mean, I was basically going through a study that has been done by Gartner. You know, they were referring now to this period and saying that organizations have stopped just being, you know, my employer. I now look to organizations for everything, my well-being. You know, how do I deal with this environment that I find myself? So you're right. Employee wellness has become really key critical in this period. And also, you know, looking at what does your employee wellness program offer? Is it only going to take care of Aubrey and don't worry about Aubrey's wife, Aubrey's children. Mm. And, you know, I am an employee of Roche, but, you know, if I go back home, I've got family, I've got, you know, people that I might be living with and dependent on me. So for us, it was also very important that our employee wellness program not just only takes care of our employees, but how does it therefore extend to, you know, your immediate family, to the point of even, you know, a person that might be living with you in a form of, you know, maybe it's a person that takes care of your children while you're at work. So when something like this pandemic that has been robbing us of our loved ones, if that happens to a person that helps you to take care of your children while you are generating income for Roche, and that person therefore doesn't get that psychological help, they probably might not be on medical aid. So can you see that destabilizes you as an employee of Roche while you're at work?
Yeah.
And if you are destabilized because the person that you're relying on to take care of your children is not well, and they do not have this access to you know, mental health or things like that. So we really needed to look at the ripple effect of what we are going through now. And really make sure that our offering is involves even, you know, your immediate family.
I know that you've got another interview at 12:30, but I'm interested to find out, with all of these interventions for your employees at Roche, what has it yielded in terms of the return on that investment? What sort of levels of productivity are you seeing? What sort of levels of happiness are you seeing, Bobo?
Yeah, and you know, Aubrey, one of the things that I always like to say is that as much as we are so so concerned about customer experience, what about our employee experience of the organization?
Yeah.
Who is going to be serving that customer? You know, if Prime Media, you know, doesn't take care of its customers when you are about to go on air, you know, I think we could pick that up.
Sure.
So therefore it is very important. And for us, it's basically whatever that we do is being mindful of what our customer out there is going to be experiencing. So I think, and with all the employee wellness, it's all around productivity. Like I said, you know, I am a total person. If I do have problems at home, guess what? They are going to impact on my performance. So we are slowly moving back to the office. Obviously, I don't think any organization will be operating as we used to operate before, is hybrid model. And that even offering that flexibility to say that, you know, if you want to be in the office, you can be in the office. If you want to work from home, you can continue working from home. Just give that balance, you know. And we have seen that when people are able to open up and dive deep into, you know, what is happening with self, it becomes much more important from a productivity point of view. For us, we have even changed the model of how we do learning and development. If you look at our programs, like our leadership development programs, that design thereof is self, others, and context.
Yeah.
Because we realize that it starts with you and, you know, context and obviously relationship with others.
Yeah.
So it's important that, you know, we deal with the issues that we go through as individuals so that we bring our best to organizations.
I'm intrigued by these new developments, and I say they're new, but they're not so new anymore, where companies are mindful of the relationship they have with their employees beyond the paycheck and productivity. The understanding that this is a whole person that comes to work. And I see that many, many organizations are beginning to really take this seriously. It's not just another tick box exercise, because it does truly impact on the bottom line, if you want to speak business language, but it does also truly impact positively on the work experience of the people that work for your organization.
Yes, no, it does. And, remember that people that also work for your organization speak about the organization beyond your four walls,
yep,
or beyond your building. Whether I am sitting with my parents over the bride, you know, they would want to know who do I work for and, yep, where do I work for and what is my experience there, am I right?
Yep.
Whether I'm speaking to friends. And so therefore, you know, it also basically sends a certain message even to people that you would want to attract to come and work for your organization in the future. And that is why it is very important that whatever you are doing, you are so mindful of the message that goes out there beyond just your four walls of your building. So it becomes very important in terms of employer branding, obviously, as well as you know, when people work for you and they feel that this is a good organization, think about it. It takes so much to re-engage a new employee from a point of view of, I mean, that person comes into the organization, they take some time to sort of like understand the culture of the organization, how the organization works. So to bring them up to speed and to a point where they are delivering the value to 100%, you know, it's still some time. So it's very important that the employee experience that you are creating is one that will really make them feel, this is a place that I can grow, this is a place that, you know, I can add value, and you know, I'm here for a purpose. And I always say that there's a difference between creating a career and environment where people just come for a job. Because, you know, career is linked,
sure,
to purpose.
And, yeah,
and that's for the long haul and not, you know, a shotgun approach.
Absolutely.
So, and for me to want to be in an environment and feel I'm continuing to grow, it's very important how I experience that environment.
Listen, I've got a voice note that is related to the conversation we're having. Let's listen to it, after which I'm going to let you go. Sibongile Bobo Mngali is my guest, head of people and culture at Roche Diagnostics. Listen to this, Bobo.
Thank you.
Good evening, Aubrey. I'm sorry, excuse me about that. I work from home. I'm in the IT industry. So the most important thing of what we do is just like, you just have to deliver irrespective of what you do. And then I think the most important thing as well is that, like, you know, discipline is the key. Aubrey from Naledi.
Thanks very much, Orbs. Listen, Sibongile, I've really enjoyed talking to you, and thank you very much for making yourself available. I know you've got another engagement straight after this, but once again, thank you very much for just sharpening our gaze at the workplace and the different things that are happening to change it. I really appreciate your time.